About one in seven couples currently experience problems trying to conceive. But why is that? Well, the pressures of modern lifestyles are probably playing a big part in the equation, as we're going to hear about later.
But before that, how does one make a baby? Tom Crawford and I have been finding out. Here are the nuts and bolts about the cells that make reproduction possible.
Men produce sperm non-stop throughout their life. It takes about 2 months per sperm cell from beginning to end.
Women are very different. They start making eggs 9 weeks after fertilisation, and by the time they're born, they have all of their eggs already in their ovaries that they will ever produce.
Males make loads of sperm. Half a teaspoon contains about 200 million. Each sperm has a lifetime of between 40 and 70 days.
In comparison, females only release about 500 eggs during their entire reproductive life.
Sperm are tiny. The head is 1/2000th of a centimetre. But if you lined up all 200 million head to tail, they would extend over 6 miles.
Eggs, on the other hand, are one of the largest cells in the human body, at about 0.2 millimetres in size. They can just about be seen with the human eye.
Sperm can survive for about 2 days inside a woman and swim towards an egg by following chemical signals that they sniff out.
Eggs ensure that only one sperm can enter and fertilise them by transforming their surface coat into an impenetrable outer shell immediately after fertilisation.
Both eggs and sperm have only half of the DNA that's found in all other cells. Sperm have either an X or a Y chromosome.
Eggs can only have an X chromosome, so if they meet a Y-carrying sperm, a male baby is formed, and an X-bearing sperm results in a female. So sperm, in other words dad, determines the sex of a future baby. So there you have the basics.